Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Nedarim Daf Mem. Don't forget to click on the Daf option in order to view a specially marked Daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you are not fully familiar with our Gemara marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our homepage and then go to option 2. If you're already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief 4-minute introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the marked Daf Gemara before the shiur. If you wish to be in touch with us, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. Today's shiur begins 7 lines from the top of Daf Mem. On the side of the Gemara, you'll notice a Nosei Mivneh heading. Nosei, the topic, Mivneh, a structural note, and a triangle is featured. We have a quotes, Kol Hamavakir Sechoyla. You'll notice that that's the term highlighted with the triangle, and it means anyone who visits the sick. Number one, Goyrim Lo Shiyachya. It causes him to live. And number two, Nitzol Midino Shel Gehenem. He, the visitor, will be spared from the affliction or the judgment of purgatory. The Gemara. Ki Oso Rav Dimi Omar. When Rav Dimi came, he said, Kol Hamavakir Sechoyla, he who visits the sick, Goyrim Lo Shiyachya, causes him to live. V'chol She'eno Mavakir Sechoyla, Goyrim Lo Shiyamus. And he who does not visit the sick, causes him to die. At the very end of our previous year, we saw a comment made by Rabbi Akiva, that he who does not visit the sick is tantamount to shedding blood. My groma, what do you mean by causing him to die? The double underline marking that you see highlights the expressions Ilemo and Elo, and on the side we've indicated these are Shlavim, stages, Bebirur Memro Rishona, de Gorem Lo Shiyachya. We want to try to understand this expression of Gorem Lo, causing him. Ilemo, if it means Kol Hamavakir Esachila Mavakesh Olov Rachamim Shiyachya, he who visits the sick will pray for the ailing individual to live. V'chol She'ein Mavakir Esachila, and he who does not visit the sick, Mavakesh Olov Rachamim Shiyamus, will pray for him to die. Shiyamus Alkadai, could it possibly mean that someone who doesn't visit the sick is going to pray for him to die? Ela, rather, Kol She'ein Mavakir Esachila Ein Mevakesh Olav Rachamim. He who doesn't visit the sick simply doesn't pray for the individual. Lo Shiyachya v'lo Shiyamus, not to live nor to die. The Ran, you see on the top line of the Ran commentary, Ein Mevakesh Olav Rachamim lo Shiyachya v'lo Shiyamus, near Bani Dochi Komar. It appears that the following is the way to understand things. There are occasions that a person is in such a state that one should pray, and this is surprising, but it says, should pray for him to die. Kinamrim Perakanose, as you can see in Masech Siksubis, the Kimid Chazoy Amse de Rebbe, the Earl Kamazimnin Le Besakise Vanach Tfilin Vekometzdayer. This is a quote from the Gemara in Ksubis where Rebbe was ailing at the end of his life, and he had digestive problems causing him to go to the facilities to relieve himself, and every time he took off his tfilin, and he had a lot of pain from that. Omra, the bondmaid, the servant of Rebbe, said, "Yiratzon she'achufu elyonim esatachtonim." May it be the will that the heavens overrule the earth, the world. Klomar, the lameless Rebbe, and that statement is a reference to the heavens wanting to have Rebbe in their midst, and the earth where the rabbis and students were praying for him to remain in this world. And she, upon seeing his suffering, prayed he should die. So, he who visits the sick, the prayers are effective even to continue living. The one who visits the sick and prays, that type of prayer has more strength. As we said earlier, he who doesn't visit the sick, isn't aware of the person's welfare, isn't going to pray for them to live, and even in cases where his death is for his benefit, even that he will not know to do. The Rosh, on the first wide line under the Gemara, Eino mevakesh alav rachamim lo shiich v'lo shiomus v'zuhi ro g'doylo shim hoi mevakro yi mevakesh alav rachamim v'afilu shas rotzon hu v'tiye tfilosu nishmas u'minius habikur goreng shiomus. By not visiting the sick and not praying for them when they really need it, and there are times that what the Rosh calls shas rotzon, there are hours of the day or times that the tefillah, that the prayer will be most useful, and he isn't going to be doing it. So by the tefillah which was necessary for him to continue living, you're not going to be saying, hence causing him to die. We turn back to the Gemara. We have a marking that you see on the side, Tat Nosei, it's a subtopic, and the Mivneh, the structural note, states that the house mark, the volcano shape, Minig Rava Kishechala, we're going to present Rava's behavior when he took ill in two stages. Number one, Yom Rishon Lo Gila Achim, the first day of his suffering, of his ailment, he wouldn't reveal it to others. Number two, when he would see that the ailment persists, Mikan V'Elech, from that point on, Hichriz Shechali would announce that he became ill. The Gemara, Rava Yumakad Mordecholish, Rava on the first day of his ailment, Omar Lahon, he would tell those near him, Lo Siglu Le'inish, do not reveal this to others. The Lo Lisra Mazle, so that his mazel doesn't become weakened. The concept of mazel we've discussed a few times in recent shiurim. It has to do with the heavenly forces that the Almighty put into the creation which have strength, again, granted by the Almighty, that affect people. Rashi, on the third line from the top, the Lolisra Mazle, the Dilma Mitzalno Le'alter, I might be saved immediately. Inami delo lishtoi mili iluyo, or maybe it's just better that people shouldn't talk about me. The silence at first glance is probably the best thing. The Rosh on the second line of the wide line says the lolisra mazle de nofal tura chadadu sakini. The Rashi was quoting the Gemara on Shabbos that says that when the ox falls, it's a saying that when the ox falls, sharpen the knife. Fulai bevakosha mu'etes shivakshu sono rosso yizvasiv cholio. And Rava is fearful that maybe once he's down, he's sick. It's like the ox that fell; he's now sick. Those enemies of his might, with a small request heavenwards, will cause evil, cause bad to befall Rava. This is all, as we say, on the first day. The Gemara points out, though, as it continues, Mikan V'Elech, when he sees that after the first day, the we call it the quiet approach wasn't effective, and the ailment continues. Omar Lahon, he would tell those around him, Poku v'achrizu b'shuka, go out, and achrizu, announce b'shuka in the public, d'chol d'soni li, lichti li. Rava, at this point, feels that letting the public know about his sickness will have net benefit. Why? Rava, and by the way, this also was a Maimer Chazal concerning Rava, toward the end of Maseches Ksubis, concerning Rabbonim in communities, there are those that like the Rav, and there are those that hate the Rav. Again, you can look there at toward the end of Ksubas for further elaboration on that topic. But you can see that Rava here is consistent with his perception of the public that the Chol Desoni Li, all my detractors, literally all those that hate me, Lichti Li, they'll be happy that I'm sick. Uksiv, and so you'll say, what does their happiness have anything to do with his getting better? The pasuk says, "Benfol oyevecha al tismach." When your enemy is down, when your enemy falls, do not rejoice. And now the continuation of the pasuk is cited on the side, is printed in the side of the Gemara. Ubekishloi al yogya libach, and with his stumbling, do not rejoice. Ten yira Hashem, and the heshiv me alav apo. If the if one's enemy rejoices when his adversary falls, this will arouse the Almighty and cause the Almighty to remove his wrath from he who fell, so that Rava will be a net beneficiary of the happiness of his detractors, thereby arousing the Almighty to remove Rava's ailment. The Gemara continues, Udurachim li, and those that adore me, Livi alai rechami, they will pray for my benefit. So, either way, I end up winning by the public knowing at this point of my ailment. Omar Rav, kol hamavakir sachila, another Maimur Chazal, another comment on those who visit the sick. And by the way, we have a long marking, so take note of that. There's a double underline marking that's going to appear shortly. And the double marking will be Pirushe Milim Shel HaPasuk. We're going to read a pasuk now, and the Gemara will explain the words as we continue. So Rav says, he who visits the sick will be saved from Mitzal Midino Shel Gehenim, will be saved from the judgment of purgatory. Shenemar, Ashrei Maskil Eldo B'yom Ra'o Yomalteu Hashem. And that's the pasuk, and as you see, the Gemara will break it down, and you'll understand how each point that the point that Rav made is borne out by the pasuk. There's a comment made by the Rosh, the end of the second wide line, Maskil Eldol Mashgiach Elov Levakroi Ulefakech Betzrachav. The Ashrei Maskil Eldol, the Rosh explains, is one who cares, who looks after the sick and to see what his needs are. So that's that as far as the pasuk relating to what Rav says, Mevakir Sechol, that's encapsulated in the words Ashrei Maskil Eldol. The Gemara now explains Ein Dol Elo Chole. The word dol is a reference to someone who is infirmed. Shenemar Midalo Yevatzaini. And the Radak, who is one of the foremost commentaries on the scriptures, says that Midalo is Mechili Ze Yemiseini Hokel. So that you see Midalo, the root of that is the word dal. It has to do with holy, ailment, sickness. Inami min hodein krov. The Gemara goes on and says, if alternatively, from the following pasuk, the pasuk, and it's beneficial to appreciate this pasuk in context, but it says madu ato kachadol ben hamelach baboker baboker. And in the context, you would see in the story there in Sefer Shmuel in the book of Samuel that she is saying to her brother, why are you dal? Why are you sick? Each morning. So the word dal, and you can, as I say, in context, you can see it means sick. Why are you feeling ill? So we've defined the word dal, and as we saw in the pasuk, Ashrei Maskil El Dal, fortunate or is the one who looks after the dal, the sick. That's we meant that was a mevakir cholim, and ein ro el gehenim. The pasuk said he spared from the yomalteus to be spared from yom ra'a. Ra'a is gehenim. Shneamar kopal Hashem lemaneu v'gam rasha liyom ra'a. The juxtaposition here of the wicked with the yom ra'a indicates that ra'a is gehenim. V'im biker mascharo, and if one visits the sick, what is his reward? Then we ask, what are you asking that question for? Mascharo, what's his reward? Kidomar, we just said, Nitzo Midino Shel Gehenim, he's spared from the judgment of purgatory. So what's the question? What is his reward in this world? Before getting to purgatory, which is a phenomenon of the next world, the afterworld, what about in this world? So the Pasuk says, Hashem, and by the way, note that this is from the same context of the Tehillim Mem Aleph, which began with Ashrei Maskil El Dol, having to do with Bikur Cholim. The Pasuk goes on to say, Hashem Yishmer V'chayov V'usha Boretz Al T'tneu B'nefesh Oivov. Now the Pasuk is broken down. The underlining that you see that follows highlights the phrases in this Pasuk. Hashem Yishmer, Hashem will watch him Yetzorah. That's a very big reward that the Almighty enables a person to be. The Almighty guards a person from the tests of the evil inclination. V'chayehu min hayisurim, and will enable him to endure, to live, to survive suffering. V'ushav oretz shu akol miskabden bo, that everyone is honored through this individual. V'al titneu b'nefesh oivav. The pasuk literally was Al titnehu benefesh oivav, and do not allow him to be given over into the spirit, to the hands of his enemies. So what's the result of that, of not being given over? So that he will have friends, shizdamlulo, there will appear to him friends, shizdamlu reyim are friends, kinamon, like was the case of Naaman. Naaman was a general from the nation of Aram, and in the story, in Sefer Melachim, sheripu esrasa, through their counsel, he achieved healing from his tsaras. He was afflicted with tsaras, and through their counsel, he was spared, or he was saved, he was healed from that skin affliction. The aliyas damnu lo reyam kirachavam, and the prayer also states, or the result of the prayer is, that he will not be befriended, if you can say that, by a negative, by problematic friends, like was the case of Rechavam, the son of Shlomo HaMelech, the grandson of King David. Shechilku es Malchuso. As a result of their counsel, Rechavam lost the control over the entire nation of Israel, and was left with what we call the Southern Kingdom. With the kingdom of Judea, in his day, the nation of Israel was split into the northern and southern kingdoms, and that is all a result from the poor counsel that he received from his friends. Tanya, Reb Shimon ben Elazar Omer, im yomru lach yilodim bonei uzakenim sesar. If the youth tell you, you know, it's time to build, and the elders tell you, no, it's the time to knock down, to destroy. Shma lezakenim v'al tishma liyilodim. Heed the counsel of the elders and not the counsel of the youth. Shebinyan yilodim stira zakenim binyan. What the youth describe as building is in effect destruction, and the destruction of the wicked is of the elders, that is in effect construction. The simon ledover, in order to remember this, think about Rechavon ben Shlomo. The Rechavon, the son of Shlomo, was the king that succeeded Shlomo, and in his day his friends told him, Rechavon, to up the ante, to come down to rule the people in a heavy-handed fashion, to amass greater resources through increased taxation and what have you, and that led to the we'll call it the rebellion and the split of the northern kingdom from the southern kingdom. And then again, we just repeat, all of that was a result of the counsel that he received from his friends, from his contemporaries, from the young ones, and not heeding the counsel of the elders. Omar of Shisha Bre Durav Idi. Lo Lisod Inish Ktsira, a person, the Ran explains the word lis'od is to levakir, to visit. Do not visit the katsiro, the sick. Lo b'tlas shoy kadmaisa v'lo b'tlas shoy basraisa d'yoyma. Not during the first 3 hours of the day, nor during the last 3 hours of the day. Ki hechidu lo lis'ch daite min rachmi. So that a person should not remove his concentration, his intent to pray. And now the Gemara explains why during those particular times would that result in a person, the visitor, actually being deterred from praying. Tlas shoi kadmaisa revochadaite basraisa tokif chulshe. During the first 3 hours of a day, those are hours that the person who's sick actually gives the impression that he's not doing so bad. The Ran, you'll see in the upper quarter of the page, he says, Katsira betlas shoy kadmaisa revochadaite, v'chasovra mavachker, the visitor will think, shinisrape, that the patient is already healed, v'ein sof levakish rachmim alov, and that there's no need for really praying for him. In other words, a false impression is created, in the morning, the early hours of the day. And also now, in contrast, Basraisa, the Gemara says, Tokif Hulshe, and the Ran explains, Basraisa, the last hours of the day, his whatever he's suffering from appears more serious than it really is. The Kosovar Shubaef is Tikva, the visitor will think there's no hope. Well, Monsieur Ishmerachim, and as a result of no hope, he won't pray for him either. Omar Rovin Omar Rav. Minayin Shakodesh Boruch Hu Zonas Achila. Shinemar Hashem Yisodenu Al Eres Devoy. The double underline that you may notice is explained on the side under the Mivneh. These are Memros Shel Rovin Omar Rav. A list of comments made by Rovin in the name of Rav. The first two of them are related to the issue of Cholim of the infirmed. The Gemara continues. So, Omar Rav and Omar Rav, Minayin Shakodesh Baruch Hu Zon Esachid. From where do we know that the Almighty sustains, the Zon literally is feeds the sick? Shenemar Hashem Yisodenu Al Eres Devoy. So, the word Yisodenu has the word Seuda, has the word sustaining a person. Al Eres, Eres is a bed, Devoy. In this context, the bed of the sick. The Omar Rovin Omar Rav Minayin Shekodesh Baruch Hu Shriyo Lamalo Mimitosa Shel Chayla. From where do we know that the Almighty, His divine presence is above the bed of the ill? Shnema Hashem Yisodenu Al Eres Devoy. And in fact, the same pasuk is used to demonstrate that idea. Tanyo Namihochi, a Tanaic source that supports this. Hanichnas levakas achila, he who goes in to visit the sick, lo yeshev lo al gabi mitov, lo al gabi safsol, lo al gabi kisei. The Ran adds, before we go too much further, the Ran adds that we're assuming, there are those that say that what we're learning now applies only in a case where the sick is lying on the ground. So in this Tanaic source, we're taught that he who goes in to visit the sick should not sit on the on a bed, nor on a safsal, a bench, nor on a chair, a kisei. Ela misate v'yoshev al gabi karka. He should cloak himself and sit on the floor. V'tnei shashchino shriyo l'malo mimitoso shel chayla. Because the divine presence is there above where the sick person is lying. So in accordance with the Ran's explanation, if the sick man is on the ground, you don't want, and present with him is the divine presence, we don't want you sitting at a on a unit that would make you higher, lack of respect, higher than the divine presence that's with the ailing individual. and the source cites the pasuk that we saw, Shenema Hashem Yisodenu Al Eres Devoy. The Almighty sustains the patient on his while he's on his sick bed. Now you can see that we have a brackets, and the note on the side of the Gemara indicates Achrei Hasugraim Hagemara Tamshich Binyan Bikur Cholim, after the bracketed section. And you'll note that the Omid base is a very short Omid word wise, and hence the bracketed section will have us continue till Daf Mem Aleph Omid Aleph. You'll notice the brackets close 7 lines from the top over there. And after that, the Gemara, as we say now, picks up with the issue of the infirmed. That having been said, and laying out the structure, and by the way, if you're interested in accessing marked Gemaras, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. So now, that having been said, we continue with the bracketed section. The Omar Ravin Omar Rav. The double underline, as you can see, indicates why this is here. It's another Maimra of his. But here we're going to deal with, as our topic indicates on the side, Dine Tevila Benor. We're going to deal with laws that pertain to immersion for the purpose of achieving purification from tumah, from defilement, immersion in a river. So in order to appreciate this piece of Gemara, though short in words, it really encompasses some very extensive areas of halacha. So we cannot go on in the Gemara just without a couple of words. There are, we'll say, two phenomena concerning water that are of interest to us right now. One is the effectiveness of rainwater. When is rainwater effective in establishing purity through immersion in it? And then you have live spring water. Live spring water, that's water that emerges from subterranean water sources. We'll call them live springs. In very general terms, live springs are able to metayer, to afford purification, while they're flowing. The water is in movement, is flowing. Rain water is capable of affording purification only if it's in a stationary pool of water. But if you have a situation of rain water that's flowing, you can have that after a heavy rainfall. There's runoff from a mountain. That is rainwater flowing off a mountain. That will not enable a person who immerses in it to achieve purification. In this Gemara, we're going to be focusing on rivers. What is the source of water of a river? So, Gemara will discuss this. There are rivers whose source of water is subterranean, and essentially at the river source you have water emerging from under the ground and providing the water for that river. That would be water that's metayer bezochalin. Zochalin means while flowing. However, if the majority of the water in the river is essentially rain water, then that river cannot be a basis of purification because you have rain water that's flowing. So as far as our words of introduction are concerned, that should be sufficient for enabling us to proceed in the Gemara. The Omar Rovin Omar Rav. Mitra b'marova. Rainfall in Israel. If you want to know, and you're living in Bovel, whether there was rain in Eretz Yisrael, Sa'ado Rabo Pras. Sa'ado is a witness. A great witness is the Pras River, sometimes translated as the Euphrates River in Bovel. So that when the water content of the Euphrates River expands, that is a demonstration of the rain precipitation in the land of Israel. The point being is that the Pras River in Bavel is sustained by rainfall. Upliga de Shmuel. That approach is at odds with the approach taken by Shmuel. The Omar Shmuel, Naharo Mikife Misparich. Shmuel says that rivers from within, Kife literally means from their stones. It's a reference to the water emerging from subterranean water sources. Is Misparich means rivers increase based on the internal water supply. And in so many words, that means that you don't have to concern yourself with the increase of a river water content as a result of rainfall. Well, if you took that comment of Shmuel in isolation, that would mean that rivers' water supply is from live springs. And in accordance with what we said in our introductory remarks, a person who needs purification through immersion, he could immerse in a river. The fact that the water is flowing doesn't bother us because you're dealing with water coming from a live source. And now the Gemara goes on with something very surprising. Upliga de Shmuel ad Shmuel. We find an internal contradiction within positions that Shmuel has taken. Now we have, we call Shmuel number two. The Omar Shmuel, Ein Hamayim. And it appears from the context of the Gemara then when he says Hamayim, we're talking about the water of rivers. So that Shmuel says, water, rivers, Ein Hamayim Mitarin Bezochalin. Waters of a river, as they're flowing, Mzocha means flowing, in movement, they won't be able to material a Pras B'yoymei Tishrei Bilvad, except for the Euphrates, or the Pras River, in this Tishrei season. The Tishrei season, for our purposes, means at the end of the summer months. During the summer months, there is no rainfall. So at the end of the summer months, whatever water you see in the Pras, then and only then, it would have not come from rain, it would have been from underground sources. So then and only then, in Yoyme Tishrei, can the river be a source of purification. What did Shmuel number one say? Shmuel number one said, river waters are not from rain. They're from underground sources all the time. And hence you can immerse in them at any season. Shmuel number two is saying, immersion in rivers is a possibility only at the very end of the summer season when there has been no rainfall. Avua de Shmuel, Shmuel's father, we're going to see as we go on in the Gemara, according to the approach taken by Rashi, you will see that he agrees with Shmuel number two. Shmuel number two is basically saying that that the rivers are suspect by being filled with rain water. So Avua de Shmuel Avad Lahain Mikvois Lebinsei B'Yoyme Nisan Umafzi B'Yoyme Tishrei. There are different approaches in how to explain the Gemara. We're going to just take one of the different approaches, and that is that the father of Shmuel, who oversaw the tahara needs of his family, including his daughters, he provided mikvos. Mikvos are pools of stagnant, accumulated rain water. He would provide for them mikvois Yoyme Nisan. It means at the end of the winter season, the beginning of the spring-summer season, throughout the summer, up till the very end. When you get to the very end of the summer, then things change, as we'll explain briefly. But Avod Shmuel would not allow his daughters to immerse in the rivers, certainly not during the rainy season, and not during the bulk of the summer season either. Why? Because the rivers were filled with what in effect is rainwater, and it's flowing, and rainwater is not metayer when it's flowing. Rainwater is metayer, offers purification only in a mikveh. Mikveh means gathered together, stagnant in a pool. Now, Yom Tishrei, at the very end of the summer season, he made for his daughters matzi. Matzi are mats. Mats that were placed at the riverbed, the floor of the river, so that when they went into the water, they would not have mud sticking to their feet, creating a chatzitza problem, a problem of an interposition while immersing. And then, and only then, in Yom Tishrei, then they could immerse in the river, because the water that's there after so many dry months, the water that's there is not rainwater, but rather it's water that came from an underground water source, and it could metayer while flowing. The Omar, now here we have a girsa problem as far as the names are concerned. If you want to maintain the series of statements, you'd have to use the girsa that you see on the side of the Gemara, and you would read the Omar Rovin Omar Rav, as our marking indicates. However, if you use the text of the Gemara as it is without the girsa on the side, you would be reading Omar Rabbi Ami Omar Rav, and if you read it that way, then you'll notice on the top line of Mem Aleph, Amud Aleph, there's another comment of Rabbi Ami Omar Rav. So that's just by way of general structure. We continue in the Gemara. V'Omar Rovin Omar Rav, Mai Dichti V'Ato Ben Odom Asei Lucha Klei Goyla. The Novi is instructed that prior to his going into exile, he should prepare vessels of exile. What are vessels of exile? Ze ner, a candle, uka'ora, a bowl. We continue at the top of Mem Aleph Amud Aleph. V'Shatiach, and a mat, or Rashi says she does, is or a piece of leather, lecholalov, to eat upon. And there's another pasuk, b'choyser koil. And you have here Omer of Ami Omer Rav, so if you had the previous girsa that we pointed out as being Rav Ami Omer Rav, then this would be another drusha of his. And that would explain why these drushas are where they are. Here you have another comment of Rav Ami in the name of Rav, explaining the pasuk b'choyser koil. This pasuk is found in the Teuchecha, the section of curses found toward the end of Sefer Dvorim. So Rav Ami Amar Rav says, what does it mean, b'choser kol? You have here, you can see a number of five different explanations explaining this pasuk. So number one is below ner u'below shulchan. And you can see that's the tie-in to what was stated just before, that the clay gola, the vessels of exile, include a ner and a shulchan. Actually, he didn't mention shulchan explicitly, but here he says shulchan, that in the curses, a person will be left even without those basic necessities, without a ner and without a shulchan. Shulchan being table. Rav Chisda, number two, Omar, below Isha, a person that's left without a wife. Rav Sheshes, Omar, below Shamosh, without a servant. Rav Nachman, Omar, below Dea, a person that has no mind about him. This idea of below Dea could very well be associated with the fact that when the curses come upon a person, they lose their mind, so to speak. And Tana, below Melach, ubelo Revav. Person left without any salt and without any Revav, any oils or fats. Omar Abai, Natinon, Ein Oni, Elo Bedea. Abai says that if you want to know what true poverty is, true poverty is someone that doesn't have his mind about him. Blodea, without knowledge, without wisdom, without thought. Bamarova Amri, in Eretz Israel, they have the following saying. Didor Bay Kula Bay. If a person has this in him, and it's a reference to das, it's a reference to wisdom. So if he has this, so he has everything. The lo da be ma be. And if he doesn't have that, so then what does he have? Da koni ma chaser. If he's acquired wisdom, so what's he missing? Da lo koni. If he hasn't acquired wisdom, ma koni, then what does he have? Before we conclude, let us remind you that if you wish to be in touch with us in order to access marked Gemaras, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. With that, we conclude our shiur for today.